There was a small explosion in the Twittersphere this morning when it was revealed that the Trump administration has secretly approved the transfer of nuclear power technology and assistance to Saudi Arabia. Many people say the US shouldn't be making these kinds of deals in the wake of the Khashoggi murder. Others point out that it was mostly Saudi nationals who were responsible for 9/11. Hal Rock asked Laura Rockwood from the Vienna Center for Disarmament and Non-Proliferation whether these reactions are warranted.
If the stories are correct, what they are talking about is the transfer of technology that would allow Saudi Arabia to have nuclear power. Nothing wrong in that. There's nothing necessarily that goes from a nuclear power reactor to a nuclear weapons program. But the concerns are one from the point of view of verification, and the other are the political concerns.
Yes, political concerns. That brings us to the non-proliferation treaty.
Saudi Arabia is a party to the nuclear non-proliferation treaty, and it does have a safeguards agreement with the International Atomic Energy Agency in force. Unfortunately, it also has with its agreement a protocol that suspends the implementation of safeguards until very late in the game, just before it has nuclear material in the reactor. Now, the IAEA corrected those protocols years ago, but Saudi Arabia still has the old protocol. We need to strengthen the legal framework for verification and insist they conclude an additional protocol which improves the agency's ability to make sure that a country isn't using supplied technology to build a nuclear weapon.
But there are these concerns about a nuclear arms race in the region. I mean, Saudi itself said that they would pursue a nuclear weapon if Iran did. So these concerns are valid, are they not?
There are two policy-related issues. And one has to do with whether the United States should be engaged in trade with a country that has that kind of background. That is independent from whether the IAEA can make sure they don't have a nuclear weapons program. Now, just because a state gets nuclear power doesn't mean they necessarily can hop, skip, and jump to a weapons program. Having said that, the fact that Saudi Arabia has been so clear about its possible response to an Iranian nuclear program, I think that greater caution should be exercised. And the highest possible standards for safeguards, verification should be insisted upon even if the United States government decides to move forward on this.
FM Fear. Reality check.